we're constantly taking on new clients and new businesses. And one of the differentiators, one of the reasons why they'll want to be changing accountants is probably because they just haven't had that level of advice before, or they don't think they've had that ability to get ongoing support rather than just the year-end accounts and year-end tax work. Where the gap is to then incorporate, probably initially just incorporating something as simple as a quarterly review meeting, so as we can actually sit down with the business owner through the year to discuss where they're up to, is everything going to plan, is there any issues they've got, any challenges they've got, any opportunities they want to try and take advantage of, and if there are, then obviously we can come up with an action plan then for either them doing the stuff themselves or us put them in touch with someone else that they may need as a third-party sort of provider. Or similarly, there might be certain things that we need to do for them or we can do for them to help support them along the way. There's almost no point preparing a set of forecasts or a business plan and then not actually reviewing it or making sure that, you know, the business had a conversation with a particular company that's looking at doing the football, for instance, and since he's done his business plan, he's now understanding that perhaps his fee that he was charging for entry might not have been the right amount. It might need to be actually higher, and he's not even opened yet, but he's still sort of reconsidering his business plan. And he rang me with the question, say, well, is it okay for me to change the numbers because that we've already had the business plan agreed by the bank? So I had a conversation and say, no, that's normal. You can never know, you know, with certainty, 100% certainty, what will or won't happen in the future. You know, it is just projection-led. It's best guess to an extent initially. And if in reality things need to change, then it's a good thing, and the banks will actually be pleased that you've identified something and then made a change rather than just stuck to what you said in the business plan because, you know, that's what the business plan said you're going to do. When we first started the business, 2007, 2008, probably even into 2009 to an extent, before the kind of the real kind of impact of the change in the economy sort of really took hold, I think, we were finding it a little bit easier at that point for businesses to actually commit to the extra spend or the extra investment in the added value services. What we found sort of partway through 2009, 2010 and 2011 start to happen was that businesses still wanted it, they're still interested in the actual additional services or the added value services, but just because of the sort of uncertainty within the economy as a whole, didn't want to overcommit themselves or overstretch themselves for that service. So we were just trying to then be able to support them as best we could by telephone and email and maybe, you know, trying to still provide that added value service, but at a more cost-effective solution, I suppose, for the business owner. This year now, though, what we saw happening beginning of 2012 was that business owners, I think, almost took the view that nothing seems to have been changing significantly. It is what it is. The economy is at the point where it is now. I can't put off making decisions about my business indefinitely. So they did start to, you know, think about investing in certain additional services or added value information, and obviously then start to see the benefit of that. And I think as long as you can demonstrate the benefit of that, whether it be the benefit you've created and delivered to a similar client or another business, or you can obviously do something for a client on a trial basis or a no-win basis or a money-back basis almost, once they've seen the results that it can generate and the impact it can have on the business, I think they're then more inclined to actually invest more in those additional services. Probably the main thing there that we look at for being involved in the strategy for clients is understanding exactly where the client wants to get to, what exit plan they've got, what turnover perhaps they want to try and grow to, whether they've got plans to franchise the business, whether they've got plans to take on additional team members, and effectively what level of earnings they want to be in receipt of from the business. And we would then kind of almost, I suppose, work backwards from that, so understand where they want to get to in the future, whether that's 2 years, 3 years, 5 years, 10 years down the line, and then from a strategic point of view, signposts, I suppose, or kind of places along that journey that they need to kind of get to by that point. We've got a bit of a a kind of a corny thing that we say is that we almost see ourselves a bit like a sat nav, so a bit of a sat nav for business. So they know where they are now, they know where they want to try and get to, and where that annoying voice on TomTom that says, you know, turn left or turn right, or you've gone the wrong way, you need to turn around when possible type of conversation, because, you know, there'll always be things that maybe take you off your plan or off your route, but where they're really then just to try and bring them back on course. And the reason, the way we measure that as to whether they are on course will be a combination of, whether it's us that does it or the client, will be a combination of initially putting together some projections and forecasts to get to that end point, and then measuring them against the actual figures on a monthly or quarterly basis, but also incorporating within that measurement for the monthly and quarterly information some non-financial information that obviously will still be key for that development. It might be number of new products launched, or it might be number of testimonials received, it might be number of referrals, even as some simple sometimes are looking at debtor days, or looking at what their sales process is, and looking at whether the conversion can be improved, whether the average sale order can be increased, etc. So trying to look at the key numbers that are going to drive them towards that strategic vision they've got for the business in the future.